After weeks of suffering, hundreds of people are rejoicing in the African country of Nigeria following the return of dozens of schoolgirls who were kidnapped last month. The Boko Haram terrorist group was blamed for the abductions, and a Nigerian official said it was also the Islamic militants who returned 104 of the girls, in addition to one boy, on Wednesday. Several girls are still missing. Boko Haram had captured a total of 110 people on February 19th. The Nigerian government says it's trying to find out if five of the girls died in captivity, as some witnesses say they did. And one father who was interviewed by the British Broadcasting Corporation says his daughter's still being held captive because she refused to convert from Christianity to Islam. Concerning those who were returned this week, the Nigerian government said nothing was given in exchange for them, though some experts say that's unlikely, that some sort of agreement was probably made. Amnesty International accused the government of ignoring warnings before the kidnapping took place. The Nigerian army says it had no warnings. This abduction was similar to one that Boko Haram carried out in 2014. In that incident, the terrorists captured almost 300 girls from a school in another part of the country. More than 100 of them are still in captivity. The search for a serial bomber in Austin, Texas, might have come to an end. We say might have because there are still some questions, the biggest one being, why did he do it? But the suspect behind the series of bombings is dead. Police say he set off a bomb in his car as law enforcement officers approached it early Wednesday morning. They tracked him down after reviewing video of a suspiciously dressed man dropping off two packages at a FedEx store earlier this week. They believe he's responsible for five explosions throughout Austin and South Central Texas that all took place this month. The blasts killed two people and wounded three others. Whether any more bombs remain and whether the man acted alone are two of the other questions that police are working to solve.